Boom, 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 doom, 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 yeah, let's do this.
Jake's dying of fire.
Comic book stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't hear it very well.
I can't hear anything, so.
Can you now?
Yes.
I can hear.
Can you hear?
Is it too loud for you, Lexi?
No, it's not. It's fine for now.
Okay, it's a little too loud for me now.
Okay, how's that?
Don't you have volume on should yours?
Should have done this before we started recording. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, probably.
Sound check while we're controls. Live.
Late sound
check. Not live.
Pause the sound.
Welcome to our show.
Yeah, check it off the bingo card. Late sound check.
Today we are going to be listening to the entirety of the Barbie soundtrack.
Except
and reviewing every song.
It's completely wrong.
Starting with Angel by Pink Panthers.
She lies.
Absolutely not.
Angel by Aerosmith. Oh my goodness.
We're going to get copyright.
And there's our copyright strike against us.
Yep.
To be entirely fair, you know, they're going to take all the revenue from this episode, which is so much.
All of the revenue.
So much.
All of our revenue from this episode is gone.
Oh no.
So, seems like that happens every episode.
How
why are we always losing money?
Welcome to Comic Talk 616, where we talk about stuff that's nerdy.
And don't get paid.
Typically.
I mean, comparatively, sure. Yeah.
I have seen 0 pennies.
We paid Annalise once.
Yeah. No, she's been paid more than once.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We paid Annalise a couple times, actually.
Wow.
But, yeah.
That's just because she's cool and fired.
So technically we're at zero, less
she's
than zero.
She's the main character.
Oh, no.
Anyway, welcome to Comic Talk 616, the poverty podcast that talks about all things nerdy.
Did you say poverty podcast?
Yep.
Hey, I paid
including
you
comic
too.
Books.
I paid you guys.
TV shows. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
There was that
I
one
did
time.
You guys
the intern paid you.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel bad for them.
That was before she was an intern. I think we made like 50 cents each.
Yeah.
Or
I think
quarter.
Somebody gave us $20 one time. That was pretty cool.
If any one of you that's listening sees us on the street, please just hand us like $50.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Not for the podcast, just give
just
me money.
In general.
Don't worry, we will share it with the rest of the podcast.
Yes, we will.
Anyway.
All right. Anyway.
We got nerdy stuff to talk about.
We do. We do indeed. We have one thing off the top. Jake's not here because...
Because...
Of reasons.
Jake is wrong!
Yeah, I agree.
Oh,
Jake.
Yeah.
He's actually died of dysentery.
At least his guts did.
I thought that was going to be you.
You would think so.
I know what we should do for the main topic. We predict how each of us is going to die.
I'll be eaten by a dragon. There we go. No, I'll never die. Ha ha ha.
Okay.
Komodo dragons exist.
All right.
But for real, though.
For real, though. let's talk about weeks.
Let's just get into it, because we're starting really late.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know. But we also...
Our week was good and nerdy.
Well, no, we have one story to talk about that's going to take a little time, because we have some things to watch.
Ah, yes. Okay, that's fine.
It's loud.
Our week was good and nerdy. I am the Oracle. That was Han Solo speaking earlier. Oh, hey, speak things.
Oh, Han Solo.
Yeah.
hey, we finally finished the show Chuck.
Nice.
We finished the last two episodes today.
It's about time.
Oracle, well, I've finished it a few times.
I've lived it. I worked at Best Buy. The end.
And then
next.
The Oracle wanted to punch the TV today.
I did. I really did.
You didn't like the ending?
Well, I didn't like the episode before the finale.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
But I did Google search that as of March 2023, which was pretty recent. Zachary is talking about a Chuck movie.
On Michael Rosenbaum's podcast, he was talking about a Chuck movie.
That's cool.
Yeah. I hope that happens.
Yes.
We all hope that happens.
Yes.
I finished the first half of the latest season of The Witcher. Apparently, it's not coming out till the 27th, and I didn't know that.
Oh, that's hard.
And I was like, oh, man. Because they got to a cliffhanger. Because it's kind of what I'm... One of the things... It's one of the shows I'm waiting to finish before I get rid of Netflix. Because they're starting to charge.
They've heard that, they're just not going to put it out.
Well, aren't they one of our sponsors of our show? Don't they get free Netflix stuff?
No.
They would never hand us $50 just randomly.
I mean, listen, if they started giving me money, I'm a shill. I'll turn around right away. I'll be like, this is the best company ever. Any amount of money, really.
Here's your dollar weekly stipend. Say nice things about us.
I mean, hey, just...
Netflix exists.
Just give me $7.99 to pay for my mooch of a family member.
There you go.
There you go.
My turn.
Sure.
So, let's see. Well, today I just watched... It's the dumbest title for a movie, but I watched 65 with Adam Driver because they just added it to Netflix. It's the one where he...
Is it like
a wall?
What?
Is it any good? Because it looks interesting.
It was interesting. I just watched it because Adam Driver slays.
And is a wall.
Huh?
He's a wall. Or a tree. Some people call him a tree.
Wide tree.
Oh, I think he's a great actor. But anyway, it's the one where he, is from another planet and he travels to Earth, but it's 65 million years ago because his species is more advanced.
Does he get to ride a dinosaur?
No comment. So he travels to Earth 65 million years ago, so it's dinosaurs and everything, and he has to try to escape. That's pretty slay.
So there's no writing of the dinosaur?
No comment. You have to watch it and find out for yourself.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Ugh. I mean, that's awesome.
I said this 2 seconds ago before we started recording, but I just bought my outfit for the Barbie movie. Because we're going to dress up like Barbies to go to the movie. And then we're going to look like Barbies when we go into Oppenheimer right after.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Silly gooses.
That's an interesting pairing.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing is people are calling it Barbieheimer.
Oh, I was going to say Boppenheimer.
Because people are going they're going back to back since they're being released around the same time.
So they're going to see two bombs?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What?
That
is correcto.
Except one of the bombs is good and the other is about World War II.
Okay. My head
That's
is
what Barbie's weird. About? World War
II. Weird.
Mind blown.
Cool.
Yes.
Quite.
So just to recap, Adam Driver drives a dinosaur.
Adam Driver's dinosaur.
Adam Driver drives a dinosaur. That's what we've got.
There we go. That works.
I'm awesome. Steve.
We have this guy.
Supreme Space Wizard.
Yes.
We figured it out. Supreme Space Wizard.
Yes.
He forgot it at church today.
Oh. You're a wizard, Steve.
Okay, get out of my house.
All right, well, now it's just Steve again. Oh, jeez.
I don't deal in wish.com style wizards.
All right. Well, I suppose we should get the news. What news story do you want to start with? What do you want to...
Let's start with...
What's the one you think is going to take a while?
Let's start with... Oh, well, that's not on the list there.
Oh.
It's a different one.
Okay.
But starting off with Third Eye, the podcast drama that Felicia Day is producing and starring in and directing. And Or I think she directed it, too. Maybe.
With Neil Gaiman.
Neil Gaiman is in it.
Yeah.
Or helped write it. I think he helped write it.
He does do voiceovers.
Or is he doing voice work?
I think he helped write this one, though.
She is a funny lass.
Yeah, the sad thing is we got invited to the press roundtable at San Diego for it.
No.
Yep.
And we're not going?
No.
And we're not going to be there this year.
And we can't. Oh.
She's been in stuff and things.
Darn it. And I, like, who's at the... Oh. I press right on the table. It's going to be awesome. I'm sad, okay?
Yeah.
I'm grieving.
Yes.
Those press roundtables are awesome.
So when are you guys going? What is that?
Which mic are you on?
San Diego. Oh, yeah. This week.
Anyway.
San Diego's this week. So
power off on
all I do, all I need to do is get, all I need to do is get fired from my job.
It's not.
And I'll be going.
It's next week or the week after next. Oh. One of the two.
Well, point remains. All I have to do is get fired from my job, and then I'll go.
There you go.
I'll just drive over there.
There's also the option of quitting.
Yeah.
Getting fired would be better.
You could have some. But anyway, it's a...
Sean Astin is in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will Wheaton.
It's described as a comedic love letter to the fantasy genre.
Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people in this.
I'm sorry, I haven't seen this yet.
Oh, no, it's... Oh, no, it's,
oh
yeah.
Gaiman is the narrator
for
it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think he helped.
It was written by Felicia Day.
Okay, I thought he had something to do with the writing, but I could be, I can't be wrong.
It's going to be full of gaming culture Easter eggs.
Yeah, probably.
And other Easter eggs.
Yeah, it does say it was written and created by Day and Gaiman.
Yep.
So
he co-writ.
Co-writ?
No, it says created by Day, and Gaiman serves as the narrator. Gotta read the whole sentence.
Hey, they didn't put a comma, so that's what it says.
Yeah, proper grammar, guys.
If you put the comma, that
grammar
means
saves
the other
lives.
Thing. But if you don't have a comma, then my thing is correcto.
Grammar saves
I like that.
Only
lives.
If it's not followed by the rest of the sentence.
Yeah.
Anyway.
of resident alien.
Original story of Laurel, or Laurel.
Laurel.
Probably. Which is Felicia Day's character. A chosen one wizard still grappling with the fallout of failing a decade earlier in her fight with the ultimate evil, Tybus. Judge. What? Who is that?
Christopher
Judge. Is that Christopher Judge? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Nice.
It's going to be good. That sounds really cool. Like, that sounds like a really cool thing. Darn it, I'm going to have to... I'm going to have to re-download that. But I'm going to have to... Get back on Audible. I don't think I'm signed in.
Sean Astin is voicing a cranky, stubborn vampire.
Yes.
Perfect. No, I think it's...
we'll have to check it out.
It looks good, and it is sad that there's a roundtable about it. Dang it. Because that means that at least two or more of those people would have been at the roundtable.
Felicia Day was really good in Supernatural.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, she's been in a lot of stuff. And
she was in that magician show, which is...
Yeah.
She was.
In what?
The Magicians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was also in a few episodes of Eureka. Mm-hmm. And then have any of you watched The Guild?
I haven't, but I've heard good things.
I've watched a little bit of it.
Why are you mad? Okay.
But, I mean, it's been a while.
But I've mostly seen it in Supernatural.
That's what made her famous.
True. Supernatural made her famous.
No, The Guild did.
Supernatural probably brought it.
The Guild and the fact that she founded Geek and Sundry.
Yeah.
Like, shortly after that.
Well, and... Like, I think that a lot of people found her from Supernatural as well, because she was a big part in that.
Yeah.
Not that she...
She was famous before that.
She was famous before that, for a lot of people.
But anyway, yeah, it's too bad we're going to miss out on that one.
We'll have to just listen to it. It'll be good. apparently there's a new teaser trailer for... There's a teaser trailer they put out for the second part of the Witcher series. I'm annoyed a little... That they're releasing this show like this. This is the dumb way to release things, in my opinion. Like, so they've done weekly shows, which is fine. I'll do weekly shows. Or they've released everything at once, which is also fine. But releasing stuff in chunks it's just irritating.
Yeah. What was it, like three episodes? See,
and it was five, I think. So it was five and five, I think.
So going back to that round table thing, what we do is, it's on the 20th, on that Thursday, we fly to San Diego.
Oh, just
go
real
do
quick.
The thing and then just, you know, fly back.
Oh, yeah. In our private jet.
Simple, right?
With all our money.
Yeah, the jet's just parked out by us. I mean, you could always just, like, grow wings as well.
Wings?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be able to fly that fast.
So I said grow beans, like Jack and the Beanstalk.
I mean,
grow some beans.
I mean, that could work, too.
If you want to go somewhere quickly, grow some beans.
Magical beans, of course.
Yeah. Magical beans.
Sounds right. Makes sense.
Yes.
Anyway.
The other thing is they are, they did put out a promo as well for the Stranger Things, The First Shadow. It's just a stage play.
Interesting.
Which is, it kind of is interesting. There is some annoying stuff that there's some rumors that's just annoyed today, apparently. there's some rumors that there are some fairly important things that happen in this play. So if you don't see the play, then
is there going to be a live recording, like an official one?
I really hope there is.
Is there going to be?
Are
they casting the original actors or are they stage actors?
They haven't. I think they're stage. These are stage actors.
Because I know Gaten Maruto is also Broadway.
Well, this is supposed to be like back in time,
it's
so like
it's
a
like
prequel.
1950s
prequel.
Something.
Basically, yeah.
So it's completely. Yeah, none of them existed yet.
Yeah.
It says before the world went.
But is it supposed to be based in the town?
Yeah.
Before the world turned upside down, 1959.
Yes. I just... I like the idea of doing, like, some spin-off stuff, which is cool, but...
But not, like, stuff that you have to see in order to...
Yeah.
Understand what's going on in the show.
Because there's, you know, certain times I'm not in the mood for a stage play. I just wanted to watch TV.
That's the most Matt thing I've heard in a while.
Well, I mean, it's true. Like
sometimes I don't want to watch anything longer than 20 minutes.
Yeah. I go to YouTube when I do that.
So we're getting Jim Hopper as a kid, huh?
Younger Jim Hopper, apparently, yeah. Yes.
His car won't start.
Uh-oh.
Everything is upside down.
It's going to make it also really weird that people were surprised, like, when supernatural stuff happened in the first season, because... If a bunch of supernatural stuff happens to them and then they're like really surprised later on that it happens again.
Maybe they all forgot about it because they blocked it out because it was traumatic.
Yes. Something flayed their minds apart.
Literally.
Yeah, I was trying to find the other article, but there's some rumors going around that like there was important things happening in this, which
yeah, there's stuff happening that leads into
the
season five.
Season five,
or,
yeah.
Or sort of, somewhat.
Yeah. I also, like I said, I haven't heard any announcement that they're going to release a live recording for Netflix or for anywhere that I can get access to, so.
Really, that freaking sucks.
So I guess I got to read a stage play.
Or pirate it on YouTube.
Read a script, maybe? Pirate it on YouTube? Maybe.
A lot of people will illegally film.
Are we talking about Pirates of the Caribbean?
Do they illegally film stage plays?
Yes.
Really?
That's a big thing.
Wow.
That's odd.
And they post it on YouTube, and it gets taken down really quick.
So where is it going to be?
It was supposed to be in London.
So we get to go to London? Is that right, Steve?
Yeah.
Sure.
Can you get our tickets?
Sure, in that same private jet.
Cool, we get to go see the stage.
Oh, then we don't need tickets.
No, because
if
private.
We have the private jet.
The private jet is named All the Podcast Money.
All the podcast money that we haven't gotten paid.
Please,
yet.
Somebody fund us if you're listening.
I mean, yeah, if you're listening,
we need sponsors.
Private jet, go for it. Boeing,
if you own a private jet that you're willing to give away for free.
Listen,
we
Boeing.
We would gladly take it.
Or $2. I will make this a half aviation podcast if you give us a private jet. Just saying.
I'll pay for it. I have $2. Oh, slay. That's, she's got us.
You know. 60 cents. Oh, we're almost there.
Yeah.
We're almost there.
Almost
there.
Yeah.
Hey, we're very close.
Duffer Brothers, can you split the diff? Help us out.
So, this is not the same picture, same story from earlier, but there is a strong rumor for the new Deadpool movie that we're finally get to see the classic Wolverine yellow suit that everybody clamors about every time there's an X-Men movie.
Why are they so mad about it? It's literally not that big of a deal.
What do you mean mad about it?
Like, why?
Mad about it.
Okay.
There were people that were mad. Because
it's important.
Because it's iconic. Yeah. I mean, it's the iconic look.
It's like...
And most of the movies that have Wolverine in them just have him in, like,
nothing.
A shirt and jeans.
Yeah.
Or, like, no shirt.
Or no shirt and jeans. Which is fine for
or,
some
or,
circumstances.
Or no
it doesn't seem like Wolverine
jeans.
To me if he's not in his outfit.
Yeah.
I mean, it does, because, like, a huge amount of the comics also don't have him in that.
Well, yeah, but usually when he's doing, like, stuff with other superheroes... Like, even other
yeah.
X-Men, he usually is wearing it. Instead, they just gave him those weird black suits.
Wow.
Correct.
Little win.
All right. Here, I'm jumping. The phone's going a little slow. Apparently, there's another rumor for that same movie.
Elektra.
or, not a rumor, more of, this one's actually, I believe this one's been confirmed, finally. Jennifer Gardner is returning as Elektra for Deadpool 3. Which is really interesting because I don't think we're getting Daredevil in this.
But
so
we are getting James Marsden.
Scott Summers.
No, we're not.
I want it.
I'm kidding.
I want it to happen very badly.
Wait a minute. Wait. It says there's also reports that Ben Affleck will be showing up.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Well, if he does show up, he'd be doing the Daredevil thing.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe they show for, like, a cameo where they make fun of the movie. Because...
Best movie ever.
I thought it was good. And then I realized it got censored in most regions.
The original?
I watched the uncensored version originally. And I didn't realize they censored it.
What did they censor? That was so bad.
A bunch of curse words. And they made... some of the stuff that Bullseye does is less bad.
Mm.
Yeah. So, apparently, if you stab somebody and kill them to death, it's bad. But if you kiss somebody and stab them to death,
oh, yeah,
it's rated R.
Because he did a lot
seriously?
Of
yes.
He did
wait,
because
that, that's like...
That's literally why I got rated... That's literally
assault
one of the things.
Or something, huh? Why is there
I mean,
silent?
What weird...
The director's
censored
cut.
Whatever.
Wait, no, but
did
why
you,
did he kiss someone
I watched
and then
the director's
stab
cut.
Him?
Oh, okay.
But that's in the regular PG-13 movie. I have that
must
movie.
Be flashbacks.
No. Not in the theatrical version. In the director's cut, it does.
Wait, why
the,
does he kiss her? I don't know.
In the theatrical
the
version,
of
he
that.
Doesn't kiss her.
Why does he kiss
they
her?
Literally,
and
they
kill
literally
her?
Made a point of it.
Okay.
Because he's
like,
creepy.
Because there's a featurette on why they what they censored the movie.
Doesn't he kiss
yeah,
somebody on the forehead, though?
Yeah.
He does. No.
Okay, that's what I thought you were
no,
talking
I'm
about.
Not talking about
yeah,
that.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
He, like, kisses her on the mouth and then stabs her with her own side.
Oh.
And then that's...
Well, that's like sexual assault, then.
That makes sense as
and
to
murder.
Why that would be rated R.
Yeah.
I suppose, but...
I mean, it's...
It's still murder.
Yeah.
They get
it's
away with
the
a lot of
part.
Stuff
it's,
in PG-13, so that's
the,
kind of arbitrary.
Yeah.
Yeah
for them to do that.
Yeah.
Wait, did
they also
she
removed,
consent?
They also censored
yeah.
some of the. They also censored some of the music.
Does everybody else consent
really
to be
yeah.
murdered?
Like language?
Yeah, for language.
Mm.
Well, the murdering part is okay.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
the kissing before the murdering that was bad.
I don't consent to being murdered, just so y'all know.
Okay.
Okay. Good to know.
Don't think anybody plans on murdering anybody here. I hope
I'm
not.
I'm just saying.
This is not like.
Are you speaking
we're not
of yourself.
That kind of.
Okay.
Podcast.
This is well. I'm saying like. It, listen. This is a bad day. This is a poor like. Defensive shirt. It has no defense.
I like
so
that
it's
shirt.
A poor defenseless
I love your shirt.
You could stab right through it.
It's the best shirt Matt's ever worn.
You are wearing that shirt because you are on a sailboat fishing right now.
I was in my brain.
Does that mean that you're being attacked by bears?
So,
on a fishing boat?
Marvel has officially made Mary Jane Watson a superhero.
Like, they actually gave her a power, or said that she's always had a power that she didn't know about, like a latent power.
Mm-hmm.
They gave her luck powers.
Luck powers.
Yep. She has luck powers.
In the comics?
Yes.
So basically they took Domino's powers and gave it to MJ.
Kind of, but they're not even as cool as Domino's powers because it's not like probability. It's just, she's just really lucky.
I don't know if that's a superpower or just some person.
They gave her a persona. That's the big thing. It's like, she's always been kind of lucky, but they literally
made
her.
There's a reason why now.
Yeah.
Officially.
Yeah, now there's an actual reason why.
Because powers.
Yeah. And they introduced the new suit.
She got a suit.
They've been hinting to it since 21.
They say they've been hinting to it in the comics since 21, but now Lex's superpower again. Super cool.
Those shades looking things.
There's been like 3 X-Men with luck powers. Or X-Men characters. Maybe not X-Men. There was one, there was some guy, I'm trying to remember his name, what his name was. And he had like luck powers too, and he's like fighting people off in the Savage Lands. I was trying to remember his name. Anyway, luck powers. Yeah.
Cool.
And
how lucky.
My last story that I found, apparently there's a Wolverine game coming for the PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
And it,
which I think we reported on it when it was first announced.
Reported on it when it was announced, but they have there's some more details now, like where it's coming and
as early as next fall, but possibly 2025.
Yeah, and they hadn't announced that it was going to be a Insomniac Games game. They hadn't announced the studio for that, which is really cool. That's the same guys that did the Spider-Man game
trailer.
Yeah.
And Spyro.
We should watch that as well.
Okay. Let's do that then.
So it shows them in Madripoor.
Yeah, and
cool.
The funny thing is that, like, on this, they're like, will this be R-rated? It's like, probably.
No, it won't be R-rated because it's a video game.
Yeah, so that's the M. It's in Madripoor, so, like...
Will there be non-consensual murdering in this video game?
It's Wolverine, so I'm going to say... Definitely yes.
Cool. No, he's putting the safety clause on.
His claws will be in like.
He's got sheets for each of the.
Yeah,
claws.
It'll be in the steak knife sheets.
Steak knife sheets. Only stab you a little bit.
He's like
only a little bit.
He pulls him out.
There's
like growling.
He claws at you like a kitty cat.
He pulls him out, flexes his arms, and he goes, "Hold on a second. Just a minute."
All of his stabbings will be slightly off camera, like it is in the X-Men movies.
It could be, and the game could just be like could be less than mature. But I imagine if they're doing anything, if Insomniac's doing it, and they're doing anything like they did with the Spider-Man game, they can't really do that well without being kind of violent. Now they don't have to be crazy violent, but they're going to Madripoor, which is. The crime capital of Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
Are there ice cream trucks?
There probably are, but I don't think they have any ice cream.
So we'll go look at that announcement teaser quick for that, and then we have some other videos we're going to look at.
Sure.
They're AI-made trailers for different movies, and some of them are in our wheelhouse, so we'll watch those.
Okay.
Watched one a bit ago for The Matrix, and it was fantastic. So
we'll
go watch those and discuss those after.
Sure.
In a long time.
All right. We are back.
Oh, wait.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we looked at the Wolverine announcement teaser for the game.
We're good. We're good. We're going. Okay. Sorry.
That's what, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
why
I said we're back.
Oh, sorry. That went wrong.
Wow.
I thought you were lying. Anyway.
Yeah. He was lying. Is that what you said?
Yes.
So yeah, it's a shot of Logan sitting at a bar in Madripoor, and a guy walking up behind him pulling a knife on him. And
it's
you see his claws come out.
It's a the bar's all messed up too. So yeah.
I think this is after a fight.
Yeah, I think this is after a fight, and somebody approaches you.
And apparently, right before a fight as well.
And there might be another fight.
No, I don't think that's going to be a fight. That's just going to be a
execution. Non-consensual murder.
It might be a good fight.
Non-consensual murder.
Generally,
I
most
feel like all murders are non-consensual.
Yeah, otherwise, that's why it's called
not murder.
Hey,
if it's consensual, that's assisted suicide.
The euthanasia.
Those dang youth in Asia.
The youth of Asia.
Anyway. So that was all our big news stories. Anyway, but yeah, I'm excited for Wolverine game.
Yeah, especially if Insomniac's putting it on, because like they nailed the Spider-Man games.
Yes.
They really did, so.
So anyway, yeah, we're going to listen to a couple of ads and, well, a ad and bring you the comics list.
Yeah.
Real quick, like. So yeah, let's do that.
Hey guys. So apparently I'm supposed to be smooth, but you know what I'm not as smooth as? I'm not as smooth as Best Slope Coffee, the Best Slope Coffee of all the Rockies. You don't believe me? They have freaking awards. And you know what? You should reward yourself with a nice cup of Joe. You can go down to Best Slope Coffee Co. in Fruita, Colorado. Oh wait, you don't live here? That's because you're dumb. But you know what is not dumb? Going to Best Slope Coffee Co. where you can order a brand new subscription with varieties, and those varieties are
bi-weekly, monthly, or a 3-month barista choice box. They'll be sent directly to your home whenever you want.
Don't be a dummy. Get Best Slope Coffee today.
So, comics lists.
Comics lists.
Hey, somebody want to give us that extensive Dark Horse list?
I'll do Dark Horse.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Oh my gosh. Hey, oh man. That should.
All Eight Eyes, number 4 of 4. Mike Truesdale and the Fall of Hyperborea, number 3 of 4. Wait, I said Mike. It's Miss Truesdale. That's cool. Anyway.
Miss Truesdale.
Stephen McCrane's Space Boy, Volume 16, trade paperback.
So, 3 books for Dark Horse.
It's a short week for them. They usually have more.
They usually have a lot.
I bet that they are holding off as well, kind of like most of the news stories were.
Yeah, because we're getting ready to. That's the week before.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the week of Comic-Con.
That's the week of Comic-Con, so nobody's going to be in the comic shops, so that's probably not a good release week.
Probably. DC has a nice long list.
Yeah, DC has the difference is DC is just going to do all the DC comics.
Who's reading the DC list?
Brian loves DC.
Yeah, pick Brian.
He does.
Read it.
All right, we have DC Comics. We have Batman, Arkham, Catwoman, trade paperback.
That's actually Arkham.
Arkham. And
wait,
Batman
is that
1.
Like Spider Pig?
Bad Day, Catwoman hardcover. Batman 1, Bad Day, Mr. Freeze hardcover. Batman, Superman, World's Finest, number 17. Batman White Knight presents Generation Joker, number 3 of 6. Blue Beetle, number 1. Harley Quinn, black plus white plus redder, number 1 of 6. Hawk Girl, number 1 of 6.
They wrote a comic about me.
Human Target, number 2, or volume 2, hardcover. Joker presents a puzzle box, trade paperback. Night Terrors, Catwoman, number 1 of 2. Night Terror. So many.
There's going to be the Night Terrors. There's the
Night Terrors Punchline, number 1 of 2.
You skipped one.
Night Terrors Nightwing, number 1 of 2. Night Terror Superman, number 1 of 2. Night Terror's
Wonder Woman, number one of two. Night Terrors. Nope. Static Shadows of Dakota, number five of six. Superboy, The Man of Tomorrow, number four of six. Ooh, that sounds good. Superman, nope. Tales of Titans, number one of four. Vigil, number three of six. And Wonder Woman, War of the Gods, number one of four. Oh, and Young Justice, Targets, trade paperback.
Nice.
And that is DC.
Yeah,
all right. For IDW Publishing, we have Lock and Key, Welcome to Lovecraft, number one. A few variants. Star Trek, Day of Blood, number one. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Best of Karai, number one. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The IDW Collection, Volume 15, Hardcover. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin, Last Day Special, number one. Oh, there's a few variants on that. Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles versus Street Fighter, number two of five. And that's it.
There's a yeah.
That wasn't a very long list.
Yeah. All right. Coming at us from Image Comics, we have Arcade Kings, number three. Battle Chasers, or number three of five. Battle Chasers, number 11. Big Game, number one of five. Dead Romans, number five of six. Oh, there's a lot. 8 Billion Genies, Deluxe Hardcover Edition, Volume 1 Hardcover. Hard to say hardcover? Oh, gosh. Gunslinger Spawn, number 22. Perfect, nailed it. I Hate Fairyland, number seven. Finally. Huh?
The one above that, too.
Oh, and Hell to Pay, trade paperback. King Spawn, no, or sorry, Impact Winter Rook, number one. King Spawn, number 24. Lovesick, trade paperback. Nocturia Nemesis Special, number one. What, that is a one-shot. One second. Radiant Black, number 25. Radiant Black, volume four. A massive verse book... trade paperback from the Massiverse. Sorry, the Massive Dash Verse threw me off. Scrapper number one. Oh no.
Righteous.
Scott McT.
Back one.
Righteous Thirst for Vengeance. Deluxe Edition Hardcover. Scott McTerran versus the Forces of Evil trade paperback. Scrapper, number one. Terror War, number four. Time Before Time, number 25. Void Rivals, number two. And Walking Dead Deluxe, number 67. And let's see. And Wanted, number one, 20th Anniversary Edition. And then My Gently Raised Beast, volume three, the graphic novel.
Oh, that gosh. One earlier was Scotch McTiernan versus the Forces of Evil.
Oh, whoops. My brain.
No, because how dare you?
I besmirched the name of Scotch McTiernan, everybody's favorite hero. We all know him so well. And that time that he did that one thing, I didn't.
He vanquished book. Those one people by non-consensual murdering.
Yeah, probably. It's comics. There's about a 50% chance.
Marvel.
Alien number four, Amazing Spider-Man by Zeb Wells, volume five, Dead Language, part one, trade paperback. Avengers Assemble, trade paperback. Avengers Omnibus, volume one, hardcover. Black Cat, Omnibus, hardcover. Black Panther number two, Blade number one, Daredevil. To Heaven Through Hell, Volume 4, Hardcover. Deadpool, Batter Blood, Number 1. Extreme Venom Verse, Number 5.
Ooh.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Number 4. Loki, Number 1.
Marvel Masterworks Ghost Rider Volume 5 hardcover. Mighty Marvel Masterworks The Spectacular Spider-Man Volume 6 hardcover. Why do they have such long names?
Alliteration. So frustrating. Also.
Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur Menace on Wheels trade paperback. Why can't we just go back to, like, Spider-Man number 16? Moon Knight City of the Dead number 1.
They're still doing that. You're going to get there.
New Mutants Lethal Legion number 5. Spider-Gwen Shadow Clones number 5. Spider-Man number 9. Oh, praise God. Star Wars Dr. Aphra number 34. Star Wars Return of the Jedi The Rebellion number 1. Thor Epic Collection, Volume 22, Hell on Earth, trade paperback, X-Men Red, number 13. Extreme X-Men by Claremont and LaRocca, A New Beginning, trade paperback. That's all for Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
Good job.
We're doing Titan. Titan and,
All right. I'll do Titan Comics.
Okay, I'll see if there's any on the other one.
You want to do Titan?
Oh, yeah, I can give it.
Okay. Oracle's going to read us
get
Titan.
In there just a second. Have to get through this giant list of Marvel comics. Titan Comics. Adam, the beginning volume 5. What does GN mean?
Graphic novel.
Graphic novel. Okay. Blade Runner 2039, number 5. Bunch of variants. Kamen Rider 01, number 1 through 4. Copic Virgin cover pack. Noun Town, number 1 of 6, which just sounds amazing.
Interesting. Titan's list was longer than Dark Horse this week.
Was there anything from Scout this week?
Huh?
Scout Comics?
Who?
The Shepherd?
Which comics?
Scout Comics.
They're not on here.
Okay. No, if they're not on there, that means they just don't have anything releasing this week. Okay, cool. Sorry. Just wanted to check.
Are you waiting for something?
No, we've been trying to get... They're like kind of friends of ours, not friends. We interviewed them a couple times, and they've been pretty cool with us, so... We wanted to make sure to include them in our list if they're there. But they don't release stuff every week because they're a much smaller company. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll break for our main topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's atomic. Our main topic.
The main topic. What are you no. reading this list?
Like we're gonna break for our main topic, and while we're waiting, here's a toppy.
I'm Tommy Green, the executive director of Run Against Traffic. We exist to give everyday people like you the tools necessary to fight against human trafficking and raise awareness and funds for the long-term aftercare of its victims. Become someone's superhero today at irunagainsttraffic.com.
Hey, we're back.
Hi.
Hello.
Governor.
So,
that was for you, Lee.
We miss you, Lee.
So today for our main topic, it might be a little shorter than normal, but we're going to talk a little bit about some AI trailers that we saw.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of interesting doing AI trailers, like doing stuff like that, where they're basically taking AI art a little bit further. And, you know, some of those weren't too darn bad.
No. The talking was always terrible.
Well, yeah, because robots
like,
are bad.
And faraway pictures.
Robots are bad about being people.
Faces.
But yeah, the faraway pictures are kind of funny, because a lot of those are like a lot of the. So we were talking about AI trailers from what was the channel again?
Remind me. I don't know what the channel is.
Shoot, I forgot the channel's name.
From Google.
Totally forgot the channel's name because it's a specific YouTube channel.
It's a specific channel that does AI created trailers.
That's a trend though. It's not just them that's done it.
Yeah, no, but right. We're
but
talking
that's
about
the
it,
ones
that, was
that
a
we
specific
watched.
Trailer or channel though.
This guy's name Wes Anderson. Or is that funny?
Wes Anderson's an actual director.
Yeah.
Oh, so they were just mocking.
They were doing it in his
they
style.
They were doing it in the style of his films. Welcome to the topic.
Welcome to the universe.
Welcome to the universe.
I love you.
How have you lived this long and don't know who Wes Anderson is?
I mean, to be fair, a lot of people don't know who Wes Anderson is.
He's been busy watching
Supernatural. It looks like there's the synthetic screen is the parent channel, and it looks like there's a couple of sub channels that do different ones. Yeah, that no, but it was really like so. It was a lot of Wes Anderson style stuff. So.
Owen Wilson
and Timothy Chalamet
is always cast.
Yeah, Timothy Chalamet is almost always the main character,
the protagonist. Yeah,
kind of almost every time. I want to know. I'm curious about the prompting they got for this. Like, what did they put in?
He probably puts in Willem Dafoe, Timothy Chalamet,
just the names,
and
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray,
Owen Wilson.
Yeah. And Owen Wilson specifically.
Occasionally Luke Wilson pops up.
And then throwing in the wow every time with whatever character or creature Owen Wilson is playing.
I think the AI just knows that the main thing that he says everywhere is wow.
That's got to be great.
It's the Owen Wilson catchphrase.
Yeah.
It kind of is.
Wow.
Wow.
It's just the way he says it that's captivated audiences for... for years.
Just like with Keanu Reeves in The Matrix. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now it's not Keanu Reeves. It's Adam Driver.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And it's called, what is it called? The Happening?
Did he even say anything in that trailer?
I don't think he did.
Does he say anything in The Matrix movies?
No, because he wasn't a very good actor.
I know Kung Fu.
No, because it
was that was like the highlight of his emoting in that movie.
He was very Kristen like, Stewart the whole time.
Well, yeah.
Kristen
Stewart. He's a sad boy.
He was Kristen Stewart before Kristen Stewart was Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
He was more Kristen Stewart than Kristen Stewart.
It was the perfect movie for him because his acting wasn't very good.
Unless he was being his own self as a
his serious acting
surfer dude.
His serious acting wasn't doing very good.
Yeah.
His comedy acting was great.
I don't think he's that bad. I think he gets a bad rap, but he's honestly not the worst.
He's not the worst.
Especially in some of his serious roles, he's actually really good.
There's some action movies that I...
Point Break? Come on.
Yeah.
Pretty.
John Wick. But honestly, he's like...
I ain't gonna...
Everybody's got things...
His acting was not good.
Every actor has like a project that they're like, oh yeah, I did really bad in that.
Johnny Utah.
Like everybody... Like, it's not...
Yeah, but Keanu Reeves has like... 5 of those.
Yeah,
in a
but
row.
He's also been acting
for a very long time. Honestly.
He's been acting since he was really young, too.
Yeah, that's fair.
So he's had more time to grow.
Yes. No,
some people just grow faster than others.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just saying that he shouldn't get all the hate that he okay, stop. That never mind. That he gets too much hate. His bad acting.
I agree. I think he's a good actor.
He doesn't get enough hate. He doesn't get hardly any hate.
Yes, he does.
Not anymore.
Well, because he's really good guy.
Because he's good now.
Because he's cool
now. He is
now.
A good guy.
He's really charismatic.
Yeah.
In now.
In his acting?
No, in his, like, when
oh,
he
just,
talks.
Yeah, like
his,
himself.
His
sure, yeah.
Yeah. His riz is high.
His, no,
like,
no.
What... What's he dynamic in his act? Like,
no, I'm saying
even
he's
in
like,
John Wick, he's like, he's right. better than he was before, but he doesn't really have to do much.
I love him in John Wick.
That's
I do too. He's
though.
Amazing in that.
Yeah.
And that's why it works.
No, no, I'm saying, like, it's funny because he's, like, extremely charismatic in real life.
Yeah.
So, like, when he talks, I was like, oh, you're
but
the
see,
best
the,
person.
The difference between the way he acts in John Wick and the way he acted in the Matrix movies is. It makes more sense for his character in John Wick. Like,
so what
it
do we
fits
think about
him.
Adam Driver playing Neo.
Adam Driver.
That would have been amazing, too.
Could have been pretty good. I mean, it's a weird role that a lot of people almost had.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, Will Smith almost had it at one point.
Will Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was their original pick.
That was their first choice.
That
for
their...
John Wick?
And now
for
Neo.
For Neo.
Yeah. Now you know.
Now you know.
This is amazing that Neo was actually the right person, even though his acting may not have been your favorite.
But it was the best pick ever.
He was the right person.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
But now, Adam Driver. who is we the ball.
It wouldn't have been the same movie for sure.
It would have been, yeah, because they're basically the same person except one's wider.
Yeah.
I think of Adam Driver more as a sad boy, kind of like Ezra Miller.
Was better actor.
Was Adam Driver doing very much in movies in like early 2000s or the 90s?
He was busy.
His 90s? First major role was like, in Star Wars.
Because I don't know.
Back then, he was.
I thought
in the
military.
He was in the military
back then.
Yeah.
Oh, his breakout role was Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he wasn't doing anything.
So if it was a modern day remake, we would definitely. I think he could be good for this remake of it. This the Wes Anderson style one.
Yes.
Cause.
Yeah, he would have been a little too young for. The Matrix.
It would have been a.
He would have been a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's like not a very teenager. Old. He's like in his.
He's younger than me.
That definitely would have changed the movie.
He's like in his 30s.
What does that mean? Yeah. I'm younger than you.
He's like.
Brian's younger than you.
He's younger than you guys, too.
Nuh-uh.
Or at least he's younger than
Adam
Brian.
Adam Driver's younger than me.
I don't know. I don't know how old you are.
Why don't we just look it up?
25. Forever.
Uh-huh. Right. Adam Driver's 39.
Oh. No, he's not younger than
me. He's older than I thought.
He is older than you. Yeah. He's younger than me and Brian.
He's older than me by
He's
year.
Older than Freshman I thought he was. I thought seniors. He was like early 30s to mid 30s.
He is mid.
No, he's not.
I'm joking.
He's very talented.
Whoa.
His res is mid.
He's the main character.
Yeah, he's goofy looking, that's for sure. But at least he's a good actor.
Is. I'll be right back.
They had him in a lot of the different trailers too. So we had the Wes Anderson style Dune, Star Wars.
Dune was awesome.
Dune was actually.
Oh, I loved the narration of that.
That
was like, this is what I have to do.
Yeah.
It's just like the whole movie.
And it ends with writing an awesome word.
It's like, and then finally, I will ride a worm to you.
I liked the Lord of the Rings one where he was listing all the supplies they needed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And he was like, breakfast. And then listed a bunch of other ones.
Second breakfast.
And
I love
it was
that.
The weirdest looking second breakfast.
Yeah. Well, AI made it look all goofy, weird.
I loved
that. I mean,
like, not real food.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those, like, I think they're AI generated, but those images that are like nothing, like, it looks like a photo, but nothing is, like, you can't tell what any of the objects are. Like, it's just incoherent, but, like, with, like,
and then you're like, oh, there's writing on there, and you look at it, and it's just all jumbled little lines.
Yeah.
Lines.
I don't know how to look that up.
So I'm curious. In this AI, one thing I didn't notice was the hands. Not for me, but, like. Usually AI messes up the quantity of fingers.
Well, you can fix that.
So they might have fixed it.
They probably fixed it. Yeah. So what he's probably done here is, so there's like positive prompts. So there's like, put this stuff in.
Yeah.
And then there's negative prompts of like, too many fingers. You know, you literally type in like, too many fingers or the eyes are way too far apart.
There was a few where the eyes were kind of going all goofy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not just like on goofy characters, but on humans and stuff like that.
It
like,
might have been
all of a sudden Bill Murray's eyes are like,
yeah. And it might have been the fact that like, even if you do the good prompting, like it could still go very wild.
Yeah.
It can still happen. And so that might be the best one he got. You know, he's probably generated like, for each one of these trailers, he probably generated hundreds.
Yeah.
Of
Avatar,
versions.
The eyes on all the blue people were a little bit.
Yeah,
it was weird on all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things is like, the eyes, eyes are hard.
Mm. Also, it's just not that developed yet.
Well,
this is what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Where, like, you, like...
Yeah, you see a bunch of stuff there, but...
It's a bunch of stuff, but none of it's real.
None of it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's all, like, jumbled.
Yeah, the more you look at it, the more confused you get.
Yeah. It reminds me of those, like, I Spy books that you would go, look at as a kid. It was,
apparently, AI doesn't understand that eyes should move with each other.
Right.
And not like.
And I'm sure that could eventually be. I'm sure
yeah,
that could,
they're literally like.
I'm sure that could eventually
like
be programmed
have
in.
They have minds of their own.
Oh,
this
yeah.
definitely.
Snail eyes.
This definitely gives me the feeling of a fan project. Like.
Yeah.
Like I'm imagining, like, only so much AI budget.
Right.
But like, what a great passion project.
Yeah.
For a fan.
I think so.
Timothée Chalamet.
I'd love to know the comments of the actual actors, like Bill Murray, just sitting there watching it, just like, yeah.
Bill Murray probably loves those. Oh,
here's, yeah. Here's another one. Like, isn't that concerning?
Because it just looks like somebody's room, but as soon as you start really looking close,
it's like unsettling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, like, it looks like it could be a photo, that and then like you Jacob's look closely, you know, and you're like, though, none of that is a real thing.
I don't think we really saw that many hands in the AI.
Oh, here's a weird
like
one.
Like, when we did see hands,
I saw we saw a lot of, like,
they moved
shoulder up shots.
Shoulder up, mostly.
That's and kind when we did of see a hands, Wes was, Anderson
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and when we did see hands, you're right. Yeah. We could see them just for a second.
Yeah, and it was, like, all of the fingers moving at once. Like,
yeah.
In a weird way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that
they showed
weird?
The interlocking hands with the
it's dark.
The romance in Avatar and how they like, you know, hook up.
Yeah, but their hands are the wrong but if those hands are the wrong proportions, it's fine.
That's true.
Like, it doesn't need to be
like
correct.
They still have like five fingers, don't they? They're just longer.
Yeah. I mean, I think they still had five. I didn't count. I should have looked closer for that. I was just kind of...
Yeah, I was just...
I was more laughing because, like, they're funny. These are hilarious trailers.
They really are. Yeah. I actually think... And I'd seen a couple of them, but I'd never seen the Dune one. And I feel like the Dune one was the funniest.
I think it was, yeah.
Because the narration of that, like,
thing.
Just the obvious, this is what I have to do. Oh, and I also have to fight your friend. Fight, you know. I mean, it was really.
I also like these trailers because they have the Owen Wilson worm. I don't know how they program that.
That was awesome.
I have no idea how they like program for that, but like, that's where all his time and attention went right there.
Oh man, just the fact that Owen Wilson always plays a part in all these trailers that it like.
He plays a part, but it's never like a human.
You almost never see his face at all.
Yeah.
There's. Two of them where you see a face.
Oh, yeah, because he played Thor, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the Avengers.
In the Avengers
yeah.
one.
Yeah, and then he was...
But, like,
see
he
his
was,
face
like,
in the Fellowship
Sauron.
Or the Lord of the Rings.
And, yeah, the worm. And then the cat, which is the best.
I mean, this is just fun. Like, this is AI used for fun, for sure. And,
but it's also really artistic and creative.
And it kind of is. I mean... Not,
other than the creepy eyes, most of it
creepy
is really beautiful.
Yeah. Well, the creepy eyes are, like, you know, that's going to be fixed down the road, but imagine if you could get this into a longer form, you know, and if you get, like, so you got to fix the creepy eyes, and you definitely got to fix the voices. Because when it did, like, character voices, they were interesting, we'll say.
Yeah. Oh, Mary Jane talking to Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're just like, what is up with her voice?
What's happening?
What's happening?
It's like the news person voice.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, because, you know, while a robot voice can get close to human speech, like, you have to give it something. So when it's generating it by itself, it doesn't...
No.
Doesn't do great. When it generates it off of somebody else's existing voice, it usually does pretty good, but that takes a monumentous amount of effort because you have to basically feed it just thousands of hours of somebody speaking to, you know, before it can really copy that correctly.
So Bill Murray as Bruce Banner, that's an excellent cast. I don't know. And he's like...
It took his face out when he became the Hulk and put some entirely different person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was still his face. It just wasn't painted green.
No.
Yeah.
Look at it
he
again.
He wasn't fully green.
It was not Bill Murray.
It was weird.
It was definitely
the face was weird.
But he did, yeah. You're like, that'd be a cool Bruce Banner.
I liked that the Captain America changed a bunch.
Oh, yeah, because you're like, oh, this is Captain. Then you're like, then it showed another shot of him. You're like,
no, wait.
Different.
Yeah, I'm like, that just looks like a dude.
Yeah.
Like, with a weird Captain America outfit.
Like an older fashion one.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Like, can we get the trash can lid back?
Right.
No, it was, but I found these I found these pretty interesting and stuff like this, like really kind of cool. Yeah. But it'll be interesting once they can get longer form videos going. Mm-hmm. Like where it's going to get cheaper to use and cheaper to produce. So
long form creepy eyes.
You could get 20 minute creepy eyes and then maybe an hour long creepy eyes, then full length creepy eyes.
I mean, still my favorite was the first one we watched, the X-Men. That was like
and it,
that was obviously not AI, but it was kind of fun and just very mocking of X-Men. I don't know.
If we, I'm thinking if we if we mix this together with different AIs that they're working on for voice stuff, because they are really strongly working on voice stuff for like actors. There might be a time when like you could make a fake movie straight up.
Yeah. And just send the actor a check for just using his likeness.
Let's stop advancing AI so it never gets to that point, because that's when they start taking over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When AI can completely replace...
I hate to break it to you guys, but AI's taking over. We don't have too much longer before the end of the world.
Skynet.
You sound like an anime character.
That was the point.
That's the whole point, yeah. It's spot on, isn't it?
Isn't it good? And I don't even watch anime.
You don't need to. You are anime.
To know that, so...
Yeah, I know the cringe anime kids.
Wait,
enough.
Are you AI?
Annalise.
No comment.
It would actually make a lot of sense. This would explain many things.
That's exactly what an AI would say. Hurry, get the duct tape.
So we missed a Jurassic Park one.
Oh, did we?
We'll have to, yeah.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
And the Breaking Bad one.
And, We didn't miss that one. We just didn't watch it.
Yeah, because you're a punk.
I already turned the TV off.
You hate your firstborn.
If you had your way, we would be watching Barbie and Breaking Bad. And my head would break. Badly.
Guess what I'm doing on Thursday?
Talk about that already?
We talked about that already, huh?
Yeah. We already edited that out.
What?
Remember the two bones joke?
No, that's the Barbie movie. That doesn't come out till the 20th. Guess what I'm doing on Thursday this week?
What are you doing?
Having a Tinkerbell marathon with my girly friends.
So that should have happened, before this.
Tinkerbell marathon? Yeah.
What does that mean?
We're watching all the Tinkerbell movies.
There's
canonically
more than one?
Yes. There's like 10.
With just Tinkerbell?
What?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
The Tinkerbell, it's a series.
She has friends.
Brian and Matt live under a rock.
Yeah, where have you guys been?
Because I don't know about
Tinkerbell series, apparently.
It's not... Okay, I'll have to put... You're invited, Matt. You're coming over on Thursday to watch all the Tinkerbell movies.
With a bunch
of teenage girls.
That sounds like torture.
This is when you film it and tell
what
it the
if they threw in
Matt.
Some My Little Pony?
Yeah, Matt. What
would
your
that
favorite?
Would make it Peroni. So much better. I mean, I could leave the state.
Going to San Diego is sounding more
and more. Yeah, it's
sounding
more and more appealing.
Okay, so there's Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell and the Lost Treasure. Tinkerbell and the Great Fairy Rescue.
Were these all direct-to-video movies?
Pixie Hollow Games. That was the TV show. Secret of the Winx. The Pirate Fairy. Tinkerbell and the Never Beast.
Wow.
Are these all direct-to-video? Or like
these are
some
all
of them are
Disney films.
Wow.
Wow.
Produced by Disney.
I mean, yeah.
But they weren't in the movie theaters.
Yes, they were.
Some of them were.
Really?
Most of them were.
Yeah.
Were they really?
Yes, because I watched them in
theater. I think whenever I looked at the thing, mind just like wiped it out.
Yeah,
it's like
the last one came out.
Tinkerbell and just glazed over it like it never happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first one came out in 2008 and then they went until 2014.
So
I thought that
anytime Matt sees anything with Tinkerbell on it, it just everything goes to like snow and seconds
like
are completely.
I like
completely
Julia Roberts' Tinkerbell.
Seconds are removed from his life.
It has a good cast too. Hold on.
It actually does have a good cast. You're
We've got wrong. Lucy Liu, Mae Whitman. I don't know some of these. Jeff Bennett, Kristen Chenoweth,
Jesse McCartney, America Ferrera.
I know one name so far.
Kirsten Chenoweth?
You don't know Lucy Liu?
Lucy Liu is the one name I know.
Oh.
You watched Pushing Daisies.
Kirsten Chenoweth.
You know what? Sign me up.
Which one is she?
Olive.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're coming over on Thursday. Quit your job.
I'm absolutely not going over.
He quits his job. He's going to San Diego. Not to Tinkerbell.
You know what? San Diego
was
cool.
Next week.
Yeah, San Diego was.
He'll go a week early just because I have to go to the Tinkerbell marathon.
Sorry, I gotta go to San Diego.
Sorry, I have to leave the state.
Hey, boss, I have to leave the state for 2 weeks.
I have to leave the state and every surrounding.
To avoid Tinkerbell.
It's a matter of life or death.
No. Not only do I have to leave the state, I have to go two states away.
Three states away.
Yeah, you're right. Three states away.
Yeah, we got Utah, Nevada, and California.
True. So.
Why did he say I'm like
cauliflower?
He's going to go to California.
I don't know why I would have known about these, I guess, but yeah, I didn't know about them.
You have a younger sister who's like very close to my age. Why doesn't she know about them?
She probably does.
So, and you grew up together.
I never watched one with her. I watched a lot of.
I think I have a little more valid excuse because.
Yeah.
I watched
a younger sister.
Well, like
my niece was never into it.
I watched a lot of terrible things with her, like My Little Pony.
My Little Pony is not terrible. My Little Pony is genuinely good.
It is genuinely
good. I'm not a fan of it, but yeah, the recent series that
the writing
put out
is good.
Very
it's well
made.
They do it so well.
Yeah,
and the voice acting is good.
Not there for it.
Which is fine. You're not the demographic.
You're a grown man. Of course you're not going to like it.
And thus, but I'm saying, like, I watched terrible things.
Did you ever watch the Barbie movies with her?
We watched one.
I watched the Barbie movies.
We watched.
They made Barbie movies?
There's so many of them. There's like 20.
They were, and a lot of them were direct to video.
They're regretful.
And they're good.
And
we watched one with my brother. My sister watched it. My brother and I watched it with her, and the whole time we were tortured, and I was making fun of him, and I set it as the ringtone on my mom's phone for when he called. I just became older. There was a point in time in which I snuck it onto his iPod and renamed it.
There's 43 Barbie
the
movies.
Barbie movies
and a series
are a good reason to wish Mattel bankruptcy.
Way
more G.I. Joe
Dad,
movies.
Dad, Princess and the Pauper, that was actually a good movie.
So
yeah.
Why was
it was better? It was better when they did it.
43 G.I. Joe movies.
Like
No.
Can
I think I liked the story.
I'm sorry,
of the,
there was profanity.
I think I liked the story of the Prince and the Pauper about.
I think
the
I had
30
a stroke.
Other times that I watched it with other properties, including Mickey Mouse, at one point.
No, but the
Which
Princess and the Pauper.
That was good. Yeah.
So the Princess and the Pauper is
I know
about
it's
one
a,
of them.
It's literally the Prince and the Pauper
it.
Is a classic
Let
story.
Me tell it. Princess and the Pauper is different.
It
okay.
is different.
Oh my gosh, is it really?
So, Barbie.
Because it's Barbie.
Yeah. One of the characters is named Annalise, too, which puts the bar higher. So, there's two girls. Inside of you, there's two girls. One of them is a princess.
One of them's Clyde trying to get his way out.
And the other is the Pauper. And the Pauper is the poor girl, and she is like a seamstress, and the princess is rich girl, and she loses everything, and they meet each other in the street, and they have matching birthmarks, and they look the same, so they find out that they're twin sisters.
I love how much this is hurting Matt right now.
It's been a fun podcast.
They have matching birthmarks on their right arm that look like a crown. They're like shaped like a crown. Cool. Like cutie marks.
Is this like a live action deal?
No, this is one of the animated Barbie movies. Animated.
Is it anime or animated?
Animated. It's American.
It's American?
Yeah.
American.
It's just animated.
And the music is actually good.
Is there any like G.I. Joe Barbie crossovers?
Probably. Kay.
Yeah, okay. What? You had me tell those the music was good.
Those are different companies. Don't you?
The music from all, there's some bad music in some of the movies, but from The Princess and the Pauper specifically has good music.
Okay.
Some of them, the music is bad.
I will take your word for it.
Also, oh, watch yeah, I'm not Swan watching Lake
any
Wimola.
Of that trash to find out for sure.
Yeah. Hey, there's 43
Matt,
you guys.
One day,
through,
you'll have children, and one of them will be a girl, and you will watch all of this.
Dude, no.
No, see, that's not even true for me.
Here's the thing.
His kids are going to be Coco Melon.
You know it way
kids.
Better than we do.
Here's the thing.
I know of his existence and
day,
how much it...
One day I might have. One day I might have kids, and then we won't watch those movies. Let's just watch other better stuff.
Coco Melon, you're gonna be a Coco Melon dad.
I would rather watch Coco Melon.
No, you would not.
Yes, I would.
Have you seen Coco Melon?
No, I don't care. It's.
I think you would
change
your mind if you actually watched it.
Just with that title.
I would rather watch every Teletubbies episode in
no,
order.
No, you would not.
Yes, I would.
I'm
going to
say
no
right
way.
Now, no.
I would. I would rather watch every single one in order. My brain will be rotted and I'll be in the insane asylum. But I'll watch every one in order before I watch all these Barbie
the
movies
part
and the Tinkerbell
about
movies.
Some of
would
the
you
Barbie
watch,
movies?
Wait a minute, would you watch an AI version of Teletubbies?
I would, but only because I would, but only for the shock and horror.
Did you know? Because
they're already horrific.
If you take off the Teletubbies' heads, it is the Among Us people.
So
that's fair.
So the funny part about some of the Barbie movies is that there are entire scenes, like action scenes.
How did we get on this?
Hold on. There are entire scenes, like action scenes. Can I talk?
The AI
where
is getting mad.
Where there's no like there's no soundtrack, so there's just like there's just dialogue and then like sound effects, but there's no music, and it's weird because it's like action scenes. So let me find one. It's so funny.
This is actually a lot like an AI where like you're talking about something. Like if you've ever done the like chatbots and you talk about something. And then all of a sudden it goes, what's your favorite color? We were talking about... I was talking about comic books. Because of course I was. I wanted to see what the AI would do.
It's AI novels.
They like Spider-Man, by the way.
I've never talked to AI chatbots.
Oh, it's kind of neat.
Like, yeah.
It's kind of neat to see like what it forms and how it works and stuff. But.
We were talking about the economic state of the Eastern Bloc mid-80s.
And then, yeah, they're like, you have a dog?
What color is the sky?
It asked me if I had a dog like 5 times.
What's your dog's name?
Are you talking about the AI one?
Do you have a dog?
No. The Snapchat one?
I still don't have a dog.
Don't people use this for like therapeutic effects?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Some people do.
Do you have a dog?
Some
no.
people use it for different stuff. I just wanted to like, I wanted to try it out.
Yeah. No, I don't have a dog.
I have a friend that was
what's your dog's name?
Yeah.
Did you name this
I don't
AI?
Have a dog. What kind of dog is he? I don't have a dog. Is it a girl or a boy?
I you didn't tell it about
a
Luna.
Dog.
It knew. If you didn't tell it about Luna.
Oh, this is Matt. This is Matt's conversation.
This is my
conversation that
no.
I'm recreating.
Yeah. No, it was more like, do you like dogs? I'm like, yeah, I like dogs. Like, what kind of dog do you have? I'm like, I don't know. I don't have a dog. I have a condo, so it'd be really irresponsible to have a dog. Oh, that's too bad. Or, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And then,
like five minutes later,
it's like, so you like cats or dogs?
Can you ask the question like, do you have a memory problem?
Yeah, like, yeah. No, I was like, I told you already, I don't have a dog. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Matt doesn't like cats.
It only has, like a short memory, so it does some funny stuff. Anyway.
I can't find the specific scene, but there's a scene, a chase scene in Princess and the Pauper. Where the villain is, like, chasing Barbie.
But there's no background music.
Yeah, there's just, no music. It's just, like, the sounds of their feet and, like, the dialogue. And it's so awkward.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the best thing I've ever seen.
Like a weird audio drama?
Yeah. And the best part is that, like, the animation is just so, like, uncanny valley. So it's, like... It's kind of scary. Like, that scene is actually a little bit
so
spooky.
There's a person chasing Barbie, and they're doing things. So let me see if I can work on this. So they go, "I'll get you, Barbie." Like that?
Yeah, literally.
No, no, you'll never take me alive.
Except the footstep sounds don't match the setting.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
yeah. They're like very echoey footsteps, but they're in like an alleyway.
So
no, they're like
deeper. Oh.
But they're like in an alleyway.
Oh.
Just get two coconuts and snap them together.
Got two people running. It sounds like this.
The bongo sound effect, the classical, the bongo run sound effect. I'm trying to,
I don't know. My brain goes to the coconuts.
It's the one from like a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
It's the one from Scooby Doo.
Yeah.
See if I can find it.
Is that an African or European swallow?
It's so good.
Somebody's horse got out.
I like the Prince and the Pauper when it was Mickey Mouse.
Doing what?
So long ago.
The bongo runs out.
Why do people gallop like it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yes. All. Oh, we went way off track.
Hey, since we're off track,
let's reel this back in.
Yeah, I think we're just gonna land it instead of trying. I don't think we're gonna get back to AI.
All right, here, from one of our sponsors.
Hey, wait, what? Our sponsor is a dragon?
I like dragons.
Yes, that's right. We're getting sponsored. No, I'm sorry.
So you better watch out.
Are we getting eaten?
And then we died.
Yes, oh. We're getting sponsored by Wizards of the Coast. That's right.
I wish.
Wizards of the Coast. They make D&D stuff. Yeah.
Wow. Did we just turn this into a free ad for them?
I found it.
Kinda.
I know.
Weird.
It's
okay,
the most
obscure
ad.
I found it in a... Sorry.
Hold on. You're good.
I found it, but I found it in a Curtis Connor video, so it's not like the actual clip.
Then Gothel shows up, starts chasing after Stefan in the most awkward scene ever because there's just no music.
Oh my gosh. It's just like, it's like 90s computer. It's
This animation is brutal. Honestly, that kind of reminds me of the quirky AI animation where you're just like, what's wrong with their faces?
Which is better, the quirky anime or the quirky AI animation or Barbie movie animation?
Barbie movie animation.
No, I vote.
Nah.
All right. Because
at least the AI generated stuff is whimsical.
I give it 5 wows out of wow.
5 wows and wow. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, this has been fun. The AI trailer / Barbie movie / Tinkerbell conversation.
No.
I guess our main topic has been a mess.
Define main topic.
How do we know AI hasn't taken over this show?
I am AI. Dun,
hey.
Dun, dun.
I've always been a secret Russian AI.
Bye. Anyway, thanks for listening to this mess of a show.
It's just AI.
I.
Stop.
The eyes have it.
The eyes have it.
I'm the Supreme Space Wizard. Thank you for listening.
I am Matt, also known as the Moon Baron.
I am AI.
Han
Wait,
Solo.
Can you do a robot? Can you do a robot voice?
I mean,
he's got a button for that.
He's got a button, but it's like hidden.
Can
button.
You push
go
the button?
For it.
I am AI.
There we go.
I am the Oracle.
Perfect. Thanks so much for listening, you guys.
I'm Lexi. Everybody forgets about me, but I'm here too.
Hi. Oh, hey. Sorry.
Thanks, Matt.
You suck, man.
Let the AI take over. That looks good. Are those good?
Oh, yeah. Come back next week when we talk about UFOs and green aliens from the inner Earth.
Yeah. See you then.
Zuckerberg the lizard.
You guys totally. Have a great week.